Stands, all right, if you don't put something on there to kill them wiggle tail, well, them mosquitoes, they'd get you.
What's a wiggle tail?
That's a mosquito in the water, you know. They lay them eggs in the water.
Yes, sir.
Stagnant water, you know, mostly.
Right, I see.
And now that thing will come up to the top there, and he wiggle a little bitty thing, you know.
Yes, sir.
And it finally winds out and comes out and flies off a mosquito.
City do anything about that, like spray? Or?
Yeah, they spray all over something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they do. Of course, well, now way back, Gunner, you know, we first of the 1900, all you done was fight mosquitoes, you know. There wasn't no spray.
There wasn't time for much of anything else, huh?
No.
With that many mosquitoes around here, did you ever have a problem with malaria or something like that?
I've had malaria.
Had it?
You ain't joking.
What could you take for that?
Quinine.
That was kind of rough stuff, I've heard, wasn't it?
Well, it's the bitter stuff in the world, but of course they put it in a capsule and you take it and you had a head of roar, you know, you got to take a lot of it too. Mm. 10 grains every few hours there for a while, you know.
Yes.
And you hear the roar go like a steamboat a blowing or something, you know.
It doesn't sound like a lot of fun, the treatment or the disease.
And that malaria will kill you.
Yeah.
My daughter and my wife, this daughter that lives right there, had malaria. I had a little house right down there when I first moved here. And they both had malarial fever. I thought they were going to die. You know? Mm. I sure did. Mm. There was a hospital in at Delo, was it? You know, a big sawmill up there, and they had a hospital. I cured them up there, and they finally got straightened out.
Mm-hmm. That must have been scary.
Yeah.
Did many people around here die from it that you know of?
Well, not too many died from it, but a lot of them had it, just regular children fever, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, they used to have it here a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The only problem in the housing wasn't as good, you know, was it? I keep them out of here. If I can't keep them out, I'll get me something to kill them, you know?
Yes, sir.
I don't, in fact is though, I've been hearing that they had that malaria on the control most places now.
I think so, supposedly anyway.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. There are a lot of things that people used to die from, a lot that you just don't hear about much anymore.
Oh, now, yeah, yellow fever. I remember the place being quarantined for yellow fever. You couldn't go from one town to the other.
That's amazing. How long ago was that, you reckon?
Oh, well, I don't know, about probably 60 years ago, you know.
Yes, sir.
I don't know just how long, man, probably that long.
Did that people, I think children used to die with some disease.
Diphtheria.
Right.
Yeah.
You would suffocate with that?
Yeah, your throat would swell up in there, you know, you can't get your breath. I remember a little girl here one time, they cut a hole right in here. She got well. Her grandfather was a doctor here. And he just put a tube in there. And she breathed through that tube and she lived a normal life.
Yes.
Diphtheria is bad though. We used to have it bad up in the north. They tell me, I read about it, you know.
Do you ever hear anybody have a disease that make their skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that much anymore?
Well, yeah, you have it now. Mm-hmm. That's your liver. Your liver is not functioning, you know.
Yes.
And that gall, they call it, you know, that